Yeah, welcome to the second recording, completely unplugged. You remember perhaps preceding part where I gave some first ideas about Dewey and his logic. And now we want to continue with this talk about Dewey. And this is the second part. We have a more direct look into the framework in which one can or should assume within which Dewey talks about his view of logic. But I must say that this framework, which I describe here and which you can see in part two as a figure, is at that point of the discussion more an interpretation from my side, which I view in his ideas, because I have a elaborated framework from the Oxmo paradigm, and so it's a thought experiment to which extent the ideas of Dewey about logic will correspond, agree, cooperate with this Oxmo paradigm. And it can be that in the next sessions I detect that the difference between Dewey and the Oxmo paradigm is much, much greater than I assume in this moment. So it's a little bit exciting whether my interpretation makes sense or not. But I'm quite convinced that the difference between the Oxmo paradigm and Dewey's conception of logic is rather close. Yes. Close mean close by, yeah. Okay. So the main idea of the Oxmo framework with regard to Dewey is that the idea of the inquiry process as a continuum, which turns a very open, undetermined situation into a more closed, determined situation, is very close to what happens if we use the Oxmo paradigm, which is radically based on such an inquiry process. So Dewey is using the words expression, no, not expression, but proposition, and the idea that proposition can be valid or not, and that the result of an inquiry process is can be understood in his view as a kind of a test, as the consequences which result out of the process can be seen or should be seen in the view of Dewey as a test of the preceding propositions, whether they are valid or not. Okay, intuitively this makes some sense, but if you ask yourself what is a proposition, what can it mean that a proposition is valid, then if you want to talk explicitly, you have to explain something. For example, we have to think about in which sense can a proposition be valid. Okay, let's say 70 or more years after Dewey's book of logic, 1938, we know much, much more about the cognitive machinery of a human person. We know a lot, and we know that we have to decide basically between the inner states of a human person as an actor and the outer world, and the connection between the outer world and the inner states of the human person is given by perceptions. So whatever a person can perceive, observe from the outer world situation, it will be translated in a complex manner by the brain into certain cognitive states, certain cognitive structures, certain cognitive processes even. So, and this we can call, let's say, the cognitive processing of the brain, which is corresponding to what is perceived from the outer world. This is not a one-to-one mapping, it's a very complex mapping, but it is a mapping. And the second point is that human persons, as Homo sapiens, have inside their brain processes also the ability to manage a certain kind of processes which are dealing with expressions of something what we call a language. And these inner expressions are corresponding to outer expressions. So if you hear something, someone speaking or reading text in the outer world, then this is, there's a counterpart in the inner world, in the cognitive world of the brain. So it makes sense to say that the a proposition belongs to the cognitive structures inside of the cognitive processing, and the expressions are vehicles, tools to communicate inner states into outer world events. And that this can work is only possible because we know today there is a mapping between expressions inside and propositions, cognitive processes. We call this a meaning function, which is responsible for this mapping. And therefore, there is some encoding of inner states into expressions possible, and from outer world events into these processing and into these propositions. And in this sense, it can happen that a cognitive processing corresponding to outer world events, it can be encoded into expressions of propositions. And if there is a sufficient agreement, correspondence, similarity between propositions of the inner processing and the outer world, then we can say an expression with this meaning is valid. Otherwise, it's not valid. So, this is a simple idea of a very, very complex machinery, but this enables us to have propositions, expressions, which can be valid with regard to an outer world situation.